My friends, welcome. The mark is here. Iran is set to be the first country to roll out a biometric digital ID needed in order to buy food. Needed in order to eat. Right? Needed in order to survive. You must go get your digital ID from the government. The same digital ID that central banks are telling us is needed in order to roll out the central bank digital currencies. The same digital ID that the World Economic Forum establishes is at the very crux of this fourth industrial revolution. Yeah, all of that. Now you need to go get your ID in order to eat. Now there's some interesting details about the way Iran is implementing this that I want to walk through today, because I think this is a bellwether for how it's going to be rolled out around the rest of the world. And make no mistake, this is food rationing based on your digital ID. Let's read down here. You're able to buy as much bread as you want, but if you want to get the subsidized prices, then you're going to need the ID. Then you'll have access to, quote, a limited amount of bread at subsidized prices. And you can keep buying the rest at market rates if you want, right? You can buy as much bread for $1 million a loaf as you want. But for the 50% of Iran that lives below the poverty line, that's not an option, right? Their only option is to go get in line and accept this mark, this digital biometric ID to which all resources are being tied. Not just bread, but according here, the scheme will later include all goods such as chicken, cheese, vegetable oil, and so on and so forth. So this is a pretty big deal. Let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And there's a lot to this story, from the fact that they cut off the internet for regular users, to the fact that there have been already fatal food riots and protests. So let's break it down. Here from Reuters, soaring bread prices spark protests and shop fires in Iran. May 13th, soaring bread prices have triggered protests in which some shops were set on fire, encouraging 22 arrests. The protests were triggered by a cut in subsidies for wheat that caused price hikes as high as 300% for flour-based staples. The inflation rate in Iran is already 40 to 50%, depending on who's counting, and half of 82 million people there are already living below the poverty line. So digging in further, the cut on bread subsidies is something that the Iranian government says, we have to do it, we can't just keep subsidizing all bread forever. So what we're going to do now is just subsidize a little bit of bread for everyone that has this ID. Quote, the government will offer citizens digital coupons. That's the way they dress it up. Digital friendly coupons with a smiley face on it that will allow them to access a limited amount of bread at subsidized prices. The rest will be available at market rates, right? You can buy as much as you want, as long as you pay exorbitant prices for it. As long as you're a millionaire, you can do whatever you want. This scheme will be enforced within 2 months. The scheme will later be expanded to include other goods like chicken, cheese, and vegetable oil, according to officials. Raisi extolled the benefits of reforming these subsidy scheme, finally covering everything from oil to bread. Many cash-strapped Iranians already rely on this. So what better vector to force you to get your digital ID than with food? The price of wheat on the global market has jumped since the start of the Russian conflict with Ukraine, adding to the cost of subsidies. Of course, that's getting even worse this week as India announces they're going to completely ban all exports of wheat. Putting that aside, this has sent wheat up back again to a fresh high, a multi-decadal record price. And so that's not going to help Iran. It's just going to further more of these kinds of conversations and digital rationing of food. So here, Iran has enforced internet shutdowns across the country as citizens are protesting. It's a tiered disconnection, meaning we're going to take down individuals, but if you're a business or a bank or a government, then your internet will continue to work just fine. Don't worry about a thing. In 2 months, citizens will be given digital coupons that will give access to a small number of subsidized bread purchases. Now, you can call it digital coupons all you want. What this describes is limiting people to a small number of bread purchases at affordable prices. Right? It's very clear. They can language it however they want in their corporate government stakeholder nonsense speak. The bottom line is people aren't going to eat unless they go to the government and get these digital biometric cards. It's planning to expand to cover other foods too. Many of Iran's poor can no longer even afford meat or other foods and have all turned to this subsidized bread just to be able to feed themselves and their families. So this is not an opt-in system, right? It might be dressed up that way. It might be presented that way. But this is telling the people of that country who depend on these bread subsidies that now they need to go sign up for the mark. Let's talk more about this. This is the biometric digital ID that Iran rolled out just last year, actually. It uses a combination of the police database of the national IDs that they already have with a new app that you do like a 10, 15 second multi-dimensional selfie to get your biometric data inputted, and then they go and match it up with your ID, and then you're good to go. Then you're good to go. Use your mark to go buy bread from the state. User's digital ID is stored on your Android or iOS device. Yeah, Google and Apple, right there, custodians of the mark. Now, let's step back and bear in mind that this is exactly what the Rockefeller Foundation described in their Resetting the Table report, how we're gonna transform the food systems as true cost accounting. It is the wet dream of technocrats to just be able to assign arbitrary values instead of letting the market figure things out to achieve the goals they want. They actually put that quite bluntly. To realize these changes, this transformation of the US food system, we need to do some things, including true cost accounting, considering not just real costs of production and distribution, but extended and indirect costs, like, for example, the carbon impact, the cow farts. An example of that, like I said, is the carbon taxes on sheep or on any animals. Here it is in Canada, impacting hog farmers. Now, of course, any farmers are impacted by this. Here's an example here of how hog prices have been going up directly attributable to that carbon tax. And here it is broken down by animal. So when you see meat prices rising, yeah, there's a lot of reasons for that, but some of them are as simple as the government arbitrarily imposing true cost accounting because they don't want you to eat meat. That's the bottom line here. And it's working. As those prices rise and people can't afford food, then they'll be forced onto these handouts from the government, which are, of course, effectively another thing that the Rockefeller Foundation called for, universal basic income, only disguised as food, right? They call it nutritional security because food is a human right. You can see now a lot of the agenda that's described by the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution is being wrapped up in assistance to hungry people because that's how they're ramming this agenda through. And so now you've seen the whole thing, right? We've talked about it for years, but now you've seen we're going to cause a tremendous run up in food prices. When people can't afford to eat, we will offer them food tied to the exact system of slavery that we've been wanting to roll out. This is a classic problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic played out using the most potent form of controlling people. As Henry Kissinger said, if you control food, you control people. And that's exactly what they're doing here. I think we're going to keep this as a short video just because this is such a potent thing. But let me also just quickly add that this is already being spec'd out and implemented around the rest of the world, although it hasn't been announced yet. That's the only difference is Iran is already there telling their people to go get in line for a digital ID with your 15 seconds multi-dimensional selfie to get your bread, whereas the rest of the world is all putting the systems in place and waiting until people get pissed off enough to tell them to go do it. For example, you know, just as Iran will have now perfect data of who is buying what and where and when, right? They're going to know exactly who's buying bread and for whom at all times because it's all going to be tied to these digital IDs. The government in the US is also working on something like that. They've already implemented an AI weapons system that is ingesting all retail transactions from grocers around the nation. This was done in early 2020, as you can read here from Defense One magazine, in order to monitor the supply chain for weaknesses. But in reality, the bottom line is they're aggregating all grocery transactions down to the retail level, tied to your little shopper ID thing, right? In order to keep track of where food is going. This is, guys, this is the easiest, most succinct way to say this is echoing the goals of Agenda 2030, which was perfect awareness of all resources and economic activity on the planet. That's what's being implemented here. That's what's happening, right? Talk about vaccines or food shortage. No, that's all just nonsense to get this agenda through. And they will engineer any other number of crises and grid down situations, a cyber pandemic, right? We've heard them float all of their predictive programming already. And so we know what arrows they have in their quiver. But to understand what we'll be experiencing over the next few years, the most important part is that that is their goal, is to get everyone tracked and traced and tied in. That's why we have satellites in the sky watching us called climate tracing. That's why we have biobots in our sewers sampling the wastewater to know what we're eating. They've announced these things. They said it wasn't just for pandemic detection, it was for monitoring diets. Okay? We are being tracked and traced and labeled and given digital IDs and food rationing from all sides right now. And this latest step from Iran, I think, is very illustrative, but it is still just one link in the chain that seeks to enslave us all. So please help me get the word out about this, and more importantly, start growing word so that you are not forced into this line to go get your biometric ID so that you can feed your family. That's the only way forward, folks. New food systems must be stood up now. Decentralized food systems and communities working in them and defending them against the powers that seek to enslave humanity. Let's leave it there for now. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you appreciate this broadcast, if you value this information, please help me keep the broadcast running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support, including some crypto addresses and whatever's the easiest for you. So thank you, and I very genuinely appreciate your support. For now, let's go grow abundant food and raise awesome animals and have a good time doing it. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.